There's one person who's been influencing Loralee Rodriguez her entire life, and that's her mom. Loralee performs under the name Empress Of, and even though she's a rising star in the indie music world, she still worries about what her mother thinks.
Buenos días, mi muchachita. ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo amaneció? Mándeme el número de la cuenta para ir a hacer el depósito.
Oh, she wants to give me some money. She's so cute.
Mándeme el número de cuenta.
She's like, so, I can't.
La, 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 la. Okay. Hi, I'm Loralee Rodriguez, and I go by Empress Of. I make music. I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm a first-generation American. Both of my parents are from Honduras. My mom has been a nanny my whole life, and she's the hardest working woman, like, ever. I don't know, and she just had all these, like, aspirations for me. She, like, learned English by, like, watching TV and the news and stuff, and so she wanted me to be a news anchor and have a bob haircut and wear a suit. And then I, like, listened to Bjork for the first time, and I was like, nope. I'm going to be, like, the weirdest person I can possibly be. Like, something about it, because it was so different from, like, my life. In my head, I was like, I'm going to be a rock star. And then I like, convinced my mom to let me go to an arts high school. Because I was like, Mom, if you don't let me go to this arts high school, I'm going to go to this really ghetto public school and probably get pregnant when I'm, like, 15, like all the other girls in my town. And then she was like, okay, go. And then I, like, became, like, obsessed with studying music. My mom was, like, really hoping that it was a hobby. When I was 17 and I told her that I was going to do music as a career, she cried. I didn't even tell her about Empress Of until, like, after I put out my first EP. I was scared to tell her. I, like, talked to my manager and I was like, I got to tell my mom about this because I'm going on tour for, like, 2 months. I was like, Mom, I'm a producer and I make, you know, electronic music and I sing. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, I'm like, make songs and I put them out on the internet and people like them. I don't know. It was hard. It was, like, really, really hard for her because she knew, like, how difficult my life was going to be. You got to be crazy to want to be an artist because it's impossible. And, like, I'm not, like, some privileged person who, like, grew up with a bunch of money. We lived, like, a very working class life. So to be a musician and live in New York, it's like I'm crazy. I am crazy. Now she's like 100% behind it. She hasn't had like a lot of room in her life to be creative, you know? So she like does it through me. To have those conversations with her now is like really special, you know? Even like the criticism, when she criticizes my music, it's really funny. She's like, Loralee, what are you talking about in these songs? Like, they make no sense. She's like, Loralee, you need fancy dresses. She wants me to look like Shakira on stage.
You can, you know, wear something different and something nicer. Okay, please call me back. You're impossible right now.
She wants to go to everything that I do. I came to LA to play, like, this show with Jamie XX and John Hopkins. And she's like, cool, put me on the list for tonight. First of all, her saying that is, like, ridiculous. Secondly, I was like, absolutely not. You can't come. It's a rave. And she was like, no, I'm going to come. I was like, first of all, you're, like, 60. And, like, you know, people are going to be doing drugs and stuff. And, like, it's going to be loud. And it's going to be in the desert. Okay, this is the day. This is the day when I told my mom she could not come to the Jamie XX rave.
Loralee, how you doing? This is Mom. I wanted to confirm you that yes, I'm coming tonight. I will be there, my dear. Okay. I just wanted to confirm you.
I was sound checking, and she comes like to the gate, and I didn't put her on the list. And the security comes up to me and is like, "Your mom's outside." And I'm like, "Oh God." Yeah, but it ended up being like really great. We got to hang out, and she got to experience something she's never experienced before. I mean, she didn't really like the music, to be honest, but she was like getting into it. I never did anything like that with my mom. I can't imagine what it's like for my mom when she sees me performing. I think she sees herself a lot. I don't know. That's what I hope. Maybe she sees like the opportunity that she's given me, you know, to be an artist.
Laura Lee Rodriguez performs as Empress of. You say